Lindsay Smith's online from Warrnambool in Victoria. Morning to you, Lindsay.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. How are you? Like, you've made it your second home over the last month.
Oh, yeah, but I'm starting to miss home. But anyway, no, it's plenty of rain here, but we were down the beach again this morning. So, no, you've got to keep working away. But, no, so far, so good.
So Scales of Justice is your horse that's lining up in the Bobby Lewis. As I say, you've been there for a few weeks. How's he settled in?
Quite good. As you know from home, the style of training here is a lot different to what he is used to at home. But that was the method in the madness, was to get him here, put him into the system and see if he could change and get a little bit more speed into his legs. So he's been galloping at the track. Good. He sort of stepped up each time with a stronger horse to gallop with, and he galloped with Voodoo Lad the other day and looked all right to me, and the time was all right. By the boys were all happy. So, as I say, it's a bit Greek to me, all galloping on grass, but he seems to be good.
I know Darren Weir, I think you're staying with down at Warrnambool, his stable's there with Jared McLean. It's they do travel them. I think they went to Casterton on Monday, so you've sort of been doing the trips with them?
Yeah, the Leyland brothers, that's it. You just get in the float. You don't know where you're going to turn up, but, it was Casterton. And, anyway, the horse has adapted quite good. He eats 7 kilos of feed a day, so all the travelling's not worrying him. And as I said, we want to put him into his system to see if he could handle it. And by listening to some reports that Darren's horses get better as they go along, so that'll be interesting to see.
So how forward do you see him then into a Bobby Lewis on the weekend? Because obviously Redkirk Warriors there and a couple of other notable sprinters down the straight. How do you see him?
My horse is fit. Mine was quite fit. He didn't have long off after that 2,000-metre race in Perth. He's quite fit, as most of you know. He hasn't got a great record at the 1,200, but the horse had no points sitting around for another 14 days, and I just thought we could go to the races, try and chase some stake money and see if I had him quite near his top.
Because his first up record, while you mentioned the 1,200, his first up, I mean, he's just a natural horse anyway, but he can normally go pretty good fresh, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, good horses can run fast wherever you put them, but it's a bit foreign to him down the straight, but yeah, he doesn't care. He goes up sand hills, beaches, Casterton, it won't worry him. Yeah. He went to Burren Beat, looked like a bike track, but he handled ladder right, so he won't have an excuse.
Who's riding him?
Brad
Rawilla, yeah, okay.
He was committed to Voodoo Lad, and DK put his foot down and he said, no, you done me a favour in Perth, so he switched jockeys, which was nice of him.
Yeah, that's good. And has Brad had the chance of being aboard? I think he has, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's rode him all his gallops at the tracks, and he's quite happy with him, and he's had the feel of how the horse is a bit of a momentum horse, so where he lobs down the straight, I really don't know, but I think he'll be sort of in the back half of the field. But if he's in the front half, they're maybe going too slow because he's got to sort of stride along. He can't let down and sprint. You've got to have him up and boogieing and going along.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Brad will know him. Mate, we know how good he can be, and you've obviously plotted the plan. You've worked it out. Come early, settle him in, do what you need to do, and then take him to the races, and then just how deep you get into the carnival.
That's correct. If he gets to the Toorak and that's as far as his ability takes him, well, he can always go home. That's the timing of it all.
Yeah.
And if he does a very good job, well, he'll stay and do his best into the carnival.
Into Flemington, yeah, for sure. Hey, right. Lindsay, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck with it all, with Scales of Justice. I hope he runs well for you Saturday.
Have a great day. Goodbye.
Thanks, Lindsay. Lindsay Smith joining us there from Warrnambool, down there with Scales of Justice.